News.
Another bomb scare, Florida shootings. I'm Barton Eckert. Tallahassee Police Chief Michael DeLeo says a second person has died at the hands of a shooter who opened fire inside a Florida yoga studio before killing himself. DeLeo says people inside that studio did not turn and run when the shooting started.
There are indications that several people inside fought back and tried to not only save themselves but other people, which is a testament to their courage. Of the people who don't just turn and run, but the strength of our community and the spirit of those people of trying to help and save and protect others.
The FBI says another suspicious package addressed to Tom Steyer has been intercepted. More from correspondent Linda Kenyon.
Tom Steyer is a Democratic mega donor who has been an outspoken critic of President Trump. The FBI says the package sent to Steyer was found at a mail processing facility in Burlingame, California, and it was intercepted before it could be delivered to Steyer's address. A spokeswoman says the package was very similar in appearance to another package sent to Steyer last week. More than a dozen Democratic figures and critics of the president received packages last week as well. 56-year-old Caesar Sayoc Jr. of Aventura, Florida, has been charged in the case.
College savings plans are starting to cut fees. More from Ann Cates.
Just a small portion of parents with children heading to college are putting money into state 529 savings accounts. And an annual review by investment research firm Morningstar finds many of the plans have been chopping fees significantly in an effort to attract more customers. Every state but Wyoming offers some kind of 529 plan. As of mid-year, there are 14 million 529 accounts with $329 billion in savings. Just 16% of families are saving for college via a 529. Analysts at Morningstar say many parents feel overwhelmed about setting up and contributing to the accounts. I'm Ann Cates.
U.S. regulators have approved a fast-acting, super-potent opioid tablet as an alternative to IV painkillers in hospitals. I'm Barton Eckert.
Financial markets cannot handle rising rates. As interest rates rise, stocks and bonds will come down. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the now national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. Everything that's happening right now, I predicted. In a webinar seen by thousands, it's why the book became a national bestseller. Watch it and learn why stocks are set to collapse and why gold is going to soar to over $10,000 per ounce. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, I want to send it to you right now for free. That's right, directly to your phone, no questions asked, just massive value. Text the word WINTER to 49776. That's the word WINTER to 49776. I'll immediately send you the presentation right now. Text WINTER to 49776. If you're an investor, you got to see this. Once you do, you'll want to change. And from there, we at Advantage Gold hope to earn your business. Text WINTER to 49776.
Fans of the great actor and director Orson Welles can now see a movie he never finished.
Orson Welles started filming The Other Side of the World in the 1970s and continued shooting it in fits and starts, delayed by legal and financial problems. Well, 40 years later, a production team led by the movie's original production manager obtained access to the 1,000 reels of footage that had languished in a Paris vault. Welles' Citizen Kane is considered one of the greatest movies ever made. The Other Side of the World is now out on Netflix and playing in selected theaters. I'm Evan Haney.
General Motors entering the bicycle business. The company revealing two models of electric bikes that will go on sale next year. E-bikes are pedal bikes with a small battery pack and an electric motor. As the rider pedals, the motor gives additional power. I'm Barton Eckert.
This is a court-ordered notice. Current and former Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury owners or lessees can receive payments and other benefits from a legal settlement related to allegedly defective Takata airbags in their vehicles. To see if your vehicle is included and to file a claim, go to AutoAirbagSettlement.com or call 1-888-735-5596. That's AutoAirbagSettlement.com or 1-888-735-5596.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com.
That's goodclearwater.com.
Got an accident scene on the northbound side of the BW Parkway as you head past the NASA Flight Center. Looks like one far left lane is blocked with delays as far back as the Capitol Beltway. Past that accident scene, you're actually up to speed all the way up towards 32. In fact, if you're headed up towards Baltimore, you won't see any delays. 95, a good option if you're headed northbound. No slowdowns all the way up towards 32. Southbound side of Connecticut Avenue, we've got reports of a disabled vehicle. Looks like it's blocking one far right deceleration lane. Outer loop of the Beltway, got an accident scene near Branch Avenue, currently blocking two left lanes. That's a look at traffic.
Sundays on WMAL, starting at 5 a.m., it's VA Sunday Magazine. At 5:30, it's The Chris McKay Show. At 6, it's Savvy Investor Radio. And at 6:30, Chris McKay Returns. Listen for Heroes Talk Radio with David Ahrens at 7. Then at 8, it's The Eric Stewart Show, Pointing You Home. And at 8:30, Senior Solutions. Hear The Wise Investor at 9. The Mortgage Radio Show at 10. The Underwriter's Corner at 11. Later, hear Real Estate Today at 7 p.m. The Do-It-Yourself Investor at 9. Followed by Real Estate Now at 9:30 on WMAL.
This is a court-ordered notice. Current and former Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury owners or lessees can receive payments and other benefits from a legal settlement related to allegedly defective Takata airbags in their vehicles. To see if your vehicle is included and to file a claim, go to AutoAirbagSettlement.com or call 1-888-735-5596. That's AutoAirbagSettlement.com or 1-888-735-5596.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
Where do you stand? Find out on Retirement Key Radio with Abe and Shelley Abbott.
Saturday afternoons at 2 on WMAL.
Home is truly a special thing, which is why I love to hear the stories from actual families that my friends, the real estate superstars Debbie and Sarah Reynolds with Keller Williams, have helped. Recently, I spoke to their satisfied client, Pat DeSarno. Debbie and Sarah recently sold your home, and you found out that Debbie truly does have the buyers. When in the process did they sell your home?
We were looking for the best, most professional people we could find to help us sell our home, and that was the Reynolds team. Before our home ever hit the market, it was sold.
Wow, did you end up getting the price you wanted?
We did get the price we wanted. In fact, we got $10,000 more than our asking price.
So the home was sold before it hit the market for $10,000 above the asking price. What would you say to those that need to sell their home?
Call the Reynolds team, no question. They have a very proven marketing plan that works with their vast buyers out there. I would recommend them to my friends and family wholeheartedly.
If you want results like Pat DeSarno and hundreds of others, give Debbie and Sarah a call at 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Hello, I am Robin for Montgomery County Executive. I saved you over $10,000 by limiting property tax increases. Our two-term limited opponents have constantly raised our taxes, including a 9% property tax increase. For this, they paid themselves over $1 million, including a 25% raise. Let's end gridlock, create jobs, and promote justice and fairness in Montgomery County.
I'm Robin Ficker, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the Robin Ficker Campaign Fund.
Now, the Saturday Morning Update.
105.9 FM.
At AM 630.
WMAL.
Good morning. It is the Saturday Morning Update. I'm Rick Fowler. Jeff Wolf behind the console. Jane Houghton in our producer this morning. And what a rip-roaring 72 hours we will look forward to between now and the midterm elections on Tuesday. President Trump, doubleheader yesterday in Indiana. President Obama out on the campaign tour. Unbelievable. Razor-thin margins. We're going to talk with John Gizzi a bit later on in the show, get his read on what to expect. But, wow, the intensity level is up. Not only is the intensity level up, the jobs numbers are up again. Amazing economic numbers out on Friday. Will that translate to a Republican House and Senate? That is the question du jour. From CNN Business, here's a story at CNN. that's actually positive on something the president's done. This may be the first story that I've ever read on CNN that was positive, but of course, it's over at CNN Business. The U.S. economy added 250,000 jobs in October, significantly exceeding expectations, the government announced on Friday. The unemployment rate remaining at 3.7%, a 49-year low in the unemployment rate. Hispanic unemployment reaching its lowest rate ever at 4.4%. And I'm reading this from CNN Business. Wages grew 3.1%, relatively robust growth after years of stagnant paychecks. The numbers give President Trump and congressional Republicans a positive talking point as they head into the midterm elections on Tuesday. Well, there you have it. Will it ride on the economy? Or will it ride on health care, as the Democrats would like to see it ride? That is their talking point as they go into the final 72 hours. I hope you're planning to vote. Each party needs every vote they can get, as you've seen from these tight, tight races. The question is, do the polls have it right? You've seen the polls swinging back and forth in some of these really, really tight races. You've seen different polls reflecting different numbers. One candidate's ahead in one poll, the other candidate's ahead in the other poll. Where is reality? We'll find that out coming up Tuesday. Some interesting audio from the week thought you might enjoy. My favorite is from Nancy Pelosi. She's on with Stephen Colbert this week. This is classic. Classic Pelosi. And listen to what Stephen Colbert says at the end of Nancy Pelosi's comments.
Up until today, I would have said if the election were held today, we would win. Now I'm saying is we will win.
They will win.
Please don't say that. Do you want to say that on Hillary's fireworks barge that she canceled? please don't say that.
They will win.
Okay. Please don't say that Hillary Clinton's fireworks barge that she canceled. Priceless. From Pelosi, and a priceless retort from Stephen Colbert. Now, you may remember back in the race in 2016, this was Nancy Pelosi's prediction on Donald Trump back in 2016. This is classic.
He's not going to be president. He is not. Donald Trump is not going to be president of the United States. Take it to the bank.
Okay.
I guarantee it.
All right.
I guarantee it. You lose. Nice try, Nancy. Well, you know she's all excited because she thinks she's going to get the gavel back. We'll see what happens on that one. You know, there's been a lot of talk about the president, the caravan, his stance on illegal immigration, and we're going to play you a very interesting Harry Reid clip coming up in a couple of minutes if you haven't heard this recently. This is a classic from Harry Reid coming up.
Cyber criminals, cyber bad guys can attack your laptop, your tablet, your smartphone without you even knowing. Or they can steal your identity, and you may not realize it until it's too late. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection now includes the power of Norton Security to help protect your identity and your devices. LifeLock uses proprietary technology to help detect a range of threats to your identity. And Norton Security protects against online threats like ransomware or malware. And if there is a problem, LifeLock with Norton has agents who will work to fix it. Now, no one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor transactions at all businesses, but new LifeLock with Norton Security provides more detection and more protection against cyber threats. Go to LifeLock.com or call 800-440-4833. Use the promo code RUSH for an additional 10% off your first year, plus a $25 Amazon gift card with annual enrollment. Terms apply.
Life is a do-it-yourself project. All the things you're proud of in life, you've done yourself. Your education, your career, your family, even a project around the house. These bring a smile across your face and make you feel warm inside. Unfortunately, for most people, this is not the feeling they get when they think of their finances or their income. My name is Chris Kumi, host of the Do-It-Yourself Investor Show and president of your local online trading academy. We provide income education for people who want to take control of their income, their retirement, and their lifestyle. If you want more financial confidence, I invite you to join us for a free class so you can figure out if learning to become a do-it-yourself investor makes sense for you and your legacy. Call 877-304-8723. That's 877-304-TRADE, or register online at freeotaclass.com. That's freeotaclass.com, or call 877-304-8723.
Chris Plant here with A-Action Home Services. Straightforward and upfront pricing. You'll know the exact cost before the work begins on plumbing, electrical, and heating repair. This month only, mention WMAL and get $100 off any repair or installation. A-ActionHomeServices.com.
We're going to check the traffic and the weather. Got Tony Rodriguez over in the WMAL Traffic Center this morning.
Got an accident scene on the northbound side of the BW Parkway as you head past the NASA Flight Center. Looks like one far left lane is blocked with delays as far back as the Capitol Beltway. Past that accident scene, you're actually up to speed all the way up towards 32. In fact, if you're headed up towards Baltimore, you won't see any delays. 95, a good option if you're headed northbound. No slowdowns all the way up towards 32. Southbound side of Connecticut Avenue, we've got reports of a disabled vehicle. Looks like it's blocking one far right deceleration lane. Outer loop of the Beltway, got an accident scene near Branch Avenue, currently blocking two left lanes.
WMAL Weather Channel forecast. Look for morning rain today. We'll have a high of 58. Sunshine tomorrow with a high of 58. Showers Monday up around 59. And we're warm again on Tuesday and Wednesday. Some rain Tuesday, high to 69. Sunshine back on Wednesday with a high of 63. Outside in Washington, it's damp this morning and 50 degrees. We're at 617, Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
All right, so we've heard the president's rhetoric on immigration and what, you know, he feels is a very important topic to the American people, and it's been cast as everything from racism to fear-mongering and stoking fear and everything else. But the president has strong feelings on it, and obviously he's making it a campaign issue. He was out in Huntington, West Virginia, and he was at a Make America Great rally yesterday. Here's what he had to say about it.
We will pass Kate's Law. We will stop sanctuary cities. We will stop catch and release. End visa lottery. End chain migration. And we will keep the criminals, drug dealers, and terrorists the hell out of our country.
So that's the president. Now, interesting article in the Washington Post on October 31st. Yes, October 31st of this year. The Fix is the column. The headline, Harry Reid once said no sane country would allow birthright citizenship. He regrets it again. Well, you know, it's interesting when politicians or anybody out there makes a statement. It makes a very strong statement. This is when you're going to hear Harry Reid here from 1993, and I only bring it up because of all of the just, what would I say, the constant attacks on President Trump about immigration. But when you hear Harry Reid, the former leader of the Democratic Party in the United States Senate, now this is not something off the cuff, okay? This is not a reporter asking him a question and he's not prepared. Harry Reid is fully prepared for these comments. Now he apologized later, and according to the Post, he regrets it again. But this is how he felt in 1993. This is Democratic Senator Harry Reid on immigration.
If making it easy to be an illegal alien isn't enough, how about offering a reward for being an illegal immigrant? No sane country would do that, right? Guess again. If you break our laws by entering this country without permission and give birth to a child, we reward that child with U.S. citizenship and guarantee of full access to all public and social services this society provides. And that's a lot of services. Is it any wonder that two-thirds of the babies born at taxpayer expense at country, county-run hospitals in Los Angeles are born to illegal alien mothers?
Well, that's Harry Reid in 1993. It's the hypocrisy, it's the double standard that just cracks me up about the entire process, both sides, but especially in this case, the Joe Scarboroughs of the world, the Mika Brzezinskis of the world, just about all of them at CNN. The hypocrisy, the double standard. It's pretty amazing. All right, so I mentioned that President Obama was out on the campaign trail yesterday.
Right at election time, suddenly Republicans are saying they're going to protect your pre-existing conditions when they've literally been doing the opposite. That's some kind of gall. That's some kind of chutzpah. Let's call it what it is. It's a lie.
That's President Obama out on the campaign trail. It's 6:22 now. It is the Saturday morning update. We have so much to cover, and we've got the team of experts to cover it for us. Of course, John Gizzi will be with us. We'll look at the final 72 hours, what to expect on the campaign. We'll also talk with John Gizzi about what happens Wednesday morning, and obviously what happens in January if the Democrats do regain the House. Now, a lot of people are counting on that, but Vice President Pence out yesterday saying the Republicans are going to win the House. So there's still a strong possibility that we're going to have a late night Tuesday, and it may become a late night Wednesday and Thursday as these votes are counted in some of these swing states. It's going to be fascinating. So we'll talk to John Gizzi about that this morning. We're going to be talking with Jennifer Harper shortly and talk a little bit about the what she has billed as the Trump Triumph Tour. That's right. One of her columns headed this week with the Trump Triumph Tour. He's been out there, and I mentioned he did a doubleheader yesterday. There's talk about making Election Day a national holiday. Wow. How do the American people feel about politics right now? Whoa. Wait till you hear some of these poll numbers that Jennifer's got. And also, you've heard about President Obama's new gig at Netflix, doing a television production at Netflix. Wait till you hear what it's about. You'll find this very interesting. But that's coming up with Jennifer Harper. We'll do that right after the 6:30 news. We're going to talk with Cheryl Atkison later on this morning. Of course, she is the host of Full Measure and a very interesting story out this week on CIA spying on whistleblowers internally here in the U.S. Wow, that's getting overshadowed by the elections, but nothing slips by Cheryl Atkison. We'll talk with her about that and also get some background on the newest president elected in the world, and that is in Brazil, the Tropical Trump, Jair Bolsonaro. We'll find out about him from Cheryl Atkison and what to expect in the months and years ahead in the Brazilian economy and politics. Also this morning, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer will join us. Election security is on everybody's mind and the vote tabulation, and we'll find out the latest from Tony on that front. Also, his thoughts on who's in the caravan, what do we do about it, and the military response that the president has dispatched the military, of course, to the border. Chinese this week, another example of hacking, this time the Micron company, and we'll get a read from Tony Schaefer on that as well. So a lot to cover. It is all here on the Saturday Morning Update. It is great to have you with us.
It's hard to believe that we're already coming up on the end of another year. Are you sure you're prepared? Why not find out by calling Abe Abish at Abish Financial Services to schedule a complimentary end-of-year review. Abe will help make sure your retirement strategy is in good shape for the coming year. For example, there are moves you can make now that will potentially lower your tax bill next year.
Confused about required minimum distributions? Abe can explain what you need to know in language that actually makes sense. Income planning or Social Security questions? He can help with those too. Abe's goal is to prepare you for a long and successful retirement. Call him at 571-577-9968 for your complimentary end-of-year review. That's 571-577-9968 or online at retirementkeyradio.com.
By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance products, including annuities offered through Abraham Abish, Virginia Insurance License Number 557877.
What happens if your child doesn't have to face another disappointing school year, can switch schools now, still finish in June, and once again be happy? What if parents are released from the stress of making sure their kids achieve at any cost? Cortona Academy in Northern Virginia provides an exciting, positive learning experience like no other. They focus on learning, not labels, provide an average of 4 students per class with optional 1-to-1 classes for remediation or acceleration, a 9 a.m. start time with free built-in study sessions, and free SAT-ACT prep. Their service-based character building and family-like atmosphere is a Cortona Academy standard. Born of a fellow parent's vision, Cortona Academy over the last 25 years has taken the stress out of education for those in grades 6 through 12, and in the process has achieved a 100% college acceptance rate. Visit CortonaLearning.com, C-O-R-T-O-N-A Learning.com, or call 703-464-0034, 464-0034.
Hey friends, it's Eric Stewart from the Eric Stewart Shows here on WMAL for the past 15 years. And recently, I've heard a lot of ads from other realtors guaranteeing to sell your home, or they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you, or make up the difference, or something like that. The big question I have is, why would you hire somebody who would just sell your home for what's acceptable? Don't you want exceptional? That's what we do at Long & Foster. You can find us at ericstewartgroup.com, and every Sunday morning you'll find me here at 8 a.m. on WMAL.
Saturday Morning Update, WMAL, and a note that I thought about this, and I really want to say this. Of course, the tragic shooting at the synagogue in Pittsburgh last weekend, and, you know, the news coverage, everybody racing to get the story and publish the story. Well, we had, of course, Fox News on in the newsroom here and CNN. So the authorities were not releasing any numbers on casualties. They just said multiple casualties. And for several hours, the lower third, what is known as the Chyron on Fox, was multiple casualties. CNN ran for several hours last Saturday morning with a lower third or a Chyron, according to their source, 4 dead, 12 wounded. CNN ran with that for several hours. Well, they got it wrong from yet another source. So when people criticize CNN, that's an example of why people criticize CNN. How irresponsible was that? All the other media outlets are running with multiple casualties, which was the official line. Their source was wrong. CNN was wrong. And then people wonder why they're criticized. Coming up on the 6:30 news on WMAL, and we're back with Jennifer Harper.
Are you ready for healthy, happy holidays? Larry O'Connor here, and thanks to the EMP 180 Weight Loss Program, I lost over 40 pounds. You can do the same. Wow your coworkers, family, and friends this holiday season by getting into that favorite suit or dress that hasn't fit in years. Starting EMP 180 will be the best gift you've ever given yourself. Forget all those times you tried to lose weight. EMP 180 is unique, becoming the standard of nutritionally based weight loss in the D.C. area because it works, empowering you to keep weight off and to live a longer, healthier life. You lose the weight, but more importantly, you lose fat, you gain muscle, and you learn to eat in a sustainable way. EMP 180 is programmed to fit your unique and busy lifestyle, offering incredibly personalized service with an entire team dedicated to helping you achieve your goals and beyond. If I can do it, you can do it. For a consultation in Alexandria, Rockville, Woodbridge, Tyson's Corner, or the newest location in Ashburn, call 855-888-0180 or visit EMP180weightloss.com or just Google them, EMP 180.
First time caller.
Where Washington comes to talk.
I've never called you before.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
It's an engaging conversation.
WMAL.
It's 6:31 on WMAL, and we try and take a quick look at the news at this time of the morning for you, the other stories that are being covered around the world. Authorities in Tallahassee, Florida, have identified the shooter at a yoga studio, two people he killed. That's according to the Tallahassee Democrat. The police department identifying the shooter as Scott Baril, 40-year-old. He killed himself at the scene on Friday. The department identified two people killed as Dr. Nancy Bessem and also Amora Binkley, 161-121. A judge will not halt legal proceedings in a case that accuses President Trump of violating a constitutional ban on federal officials accepting benefits from foreign or state governments unless Congress had approved it. Well, what does that mean? It all revolves around the Trump Hotel. Justice Department was turned down by a district judge in Maryland. One-page order yesterday means that Trump's critics may soon gain access to financial records related to the Trump Organization's hotel, of course, on Pennsylvania Avenue, very close to the White House. Bringing the case are Maryland and D.C. Their legal teams have said they plan to move forward quickly with legal discovery and will try to seek information and financial records that may include Trump's long-hidden income tax returns. North Korea has warned that it could revive a state policy aimed at strengthening its nuclear arsenal if the U.S. does not lift economic sanctions against the country. That statement released by the foreign ministry Friday evening came amid a sense of unease between Washington and Seoul over the use of sanctions and pressure to get the North to relinquish its nuclear program. Indonesia's search and rescue chief says divers reported seeing the fuselage and the engines of that crashed Lion Air jet on the seafloor, and a ping locator has detected a signal that may be from the cockpit voice recorder. The sixth day of the search continues, spokesman saying, quote, two engines and more landing gear have been found, brand new. Boeing 737 MAX 8 jet plunging into the Java Sea just minutes after takeoff, killing all 189 people aboard earlier in the week. Gender politics have been a defining issue of the election cycle, beginning with the mobilization by many women against the election victory and the inauguration of President Trump, which we saw right after the election and the inauguration. More women than ever winning major party primaries for Congress and governors this year, giving women the chance to significantly increase their numbers in office. They're donating more money to political campaigns, too, and they are now firmly established as a major force. The Associated Press reporting polls suggest that Democratic women are very enthusiastic about voting in Tuesday's election, but Republican women say they, too, can lay claim to a share of the energy currently percolating, particularly when it comes to the fight over justice. Brett Kavanaugh's Supreme Court confirmation, and some very heated races around this country, including Arizona, the two female candidates for the Senate seat in Arizona. WMAL five-day forecast from the Weather Channel looks pretty good. After we get through some rain today, we'll be sunny tomorrow. We'll be up to 58 on Sunday. Showers again on Monday, 59 for the high. Rain on Tuesday, high 69. And then more sunshine back with us on Wednesday. But perfect day shaping up for tomorrow after we get through some rain today. Outside right now, it's 50 degrees. We're heading to 58 this afternoon at 6:35 on the Saturday Morning Update.
Tune into the Mortgage Radio Show every Saturday from 1 to 2 p.m. right here on WMAL to hear the latest mortgage finance news and information. The Mortgage Radio Show, hosted by mortgage experts Sean Metter and Teresa Strasser, is brought to you by Network Capital Funding Corporation. Offering some of the most competitive interest rates, fast turnaround time, and no lender fees, they're committed to helping you find the right mortgage product for your needs. Tune in this Saturday from 1 to 2 p.m. on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL.
The choice for Congress in Virginia's 11th Congressional District couldn't be more clear. Jeff Dove is an Army combat veteran who will bring the diversity of our district to Washington and give us real representation. Jeff Dove has fought on the 21st century's physical and digital battlefields. Jeff's provided real solutions, not just party talking points and bills that go nowhere. Jeff Dove is the clear choice for Virginia's 11th Congressional District.
I'm Jeff Dove, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Dove for Congress.
This is the Saturday Morning Update on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Countdown to the midterms here at WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. We're joined by Jennifer Harper. She writes inside the Beltway at the Washington Times, and you have been writing about the midterms this week.
Oh, yes. Well, who hasn't been writing about the midterms this week? This is the final stretch here, and what drama do we do have, Rick?
You have a great headline this week, The Trump Triumph Tour. Is that an original you made up, or did you get that from somebody?
No, I made that up. Well, no, I like the alliteration of it, all those TRs going on. But indeed, when I stopped to think about the final push from the White House to get out the vote among Republicans is extraordinary. So I thought, you know what? President Trump is on a triumph tour, the Trump Triumph Tour. But all of that aside, he has an incredible itinerary. It actually started on Thursday. But this is kind of an unprecedented get-out-the-vote push in the next 48 hours, essentially. And it's all being driven by the fact that most people are treating the midterms this time around like a presidential election. And, you know, they're the most important election of our lifetimes, et cetera, et cetera. But while all of that is going on, Mr. Trump is ready, boots on the ground. He has been hosting one rally after another to enthusiastic audiences. There's camaraderie out there. And this is just his schedule from Friday, yesterday through Monday: Huntington, West Virginia; Indianapolis, Indiana; Belgrade, Montana; Pensacola, Florida; Macon, Georgia; Chattanooga, Tennessee; Cleveland, Ohio; Fort Wayne, Indiana; and Cape Girardeau, Missouri. You have to remember that these rallies, and he has perfected them, these are jumbo events, and typically they attract about 10 to 12,000 people inside the arena, but there is an equal amount or more outside. Quite often they're jumbotron screens out there, and recently the big Texas rally, there were over 100,000 requests for tickets, and the event itself drew 16,000 people inside the arena and another 15,000 outside. That actually came from Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick. So anyway, the bottom line on all of this with the Trump Triumph Tour is that these are very productive events, and they get a lot of press. People feel really good when they hear about them or participate in them, at least Republicans do. And we'll see. Maybe it will make a difference.
15,000 people in the parking lot in Texas. That would have been one great Trump tailgate party. Got to do that.
It was a tailgate party, actually.
Yeah. That's one thing that's got to put that one on the bucket list, is go to a Trump rally and hang out at the tailgate party outside with all those people who couldn't get in.
That's exactly right.
Well, we've known it as Election Day, but in some cases it's now Election Month, or at least Election Couple of Weeks. But now, a holiday?
Oh, my gosh. Well, that's right. There's yet another push. This happens from time to time, to make Election Day the next national holiday, meaning a federally endorsed holiday for the entire nation. Now, you can imagine how happy Hallmark cards would be over that, and certainly all the retailers and the restaurants would get in on all of this. But actually, there's a new poll out there that reveals that Americans are not too critical of this idea. This is according to the Pew Research Center. They say majorities in both parties favor the idea of making Election Day a national holiday, though Democrats are more likely than Republicans to favor this. Again, this is the Pew Research Center. This is a big poll of about 10,000 people, and they found that 59% of Republicans would like to make Election Day a holiday, and 71% of Democrats also agree with this idea. But this is an old idea. There has been legislation coming up on Capitol Hill since 2005, all brought up by Democrats. It was Representative John Conyers of Michigan in 2005. He wanted to designate Election Day Democracy Day as an election holiday. It had 110 co-sponsors, all of them Democrats, and Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont, he repeated the call in 2014. This is what he had to say: Election Day should be a national holiday so that everyone has the time and opportunity to vote. While this would not be a cure-all, it would indicate a national commitment to create a more vibrant democracy. And gee whiz, this year, again, the Election Day Holiday Act has just been introduced. That was Democratic Representatives Donald McGeehan of Virginia and Anna Eshoo of California. And there's also a lot of op-eds out there for some reason this time around. In USA Today, there were two Harvard University political professors who said that they wanted to name Election Day Citizen Day. They insisted that voting should be a celebration and not a chore. Anyway, the Washington Post editorial board also weighed in on this. They said, let's change Election Day as we know it, give everyone Veterans Day off, and make it Election Day, too. And businesses are getting in on the act. There's a brewery, actually, in New York called the Blue Point Brewery Company. They have brewed a special Voters Day off beer with a limited edition can. They're giving all of their employees the day off. And so are 300 other employers around the nation. This is including Playboy Enterprises and Levi Strauss among the many. But in the end, there was a study by the U.S. Government Accountability Office, which kind of gives the ultimate rationale against why an election holiday might not be all that great. They had a 2012 report that explored implementing federal elections on weekends. This is exactly what the GAO said about that. Our review of 24 studies found that alternative voting methods have small and inconsistent effects on voter turnout as compared to the demographic differences among citizens. With the exception of vote by mail, each of the alternate voting methods that we reviewed only increased turnout by no more than 4 percentage points. So that's your Election Day drama for today.
So that's the mood on making it a holiday. What is the mood in general in the poll numbers about how Americans are feeling about politics these days?
Well, you know, if you're feeling tired, kind of jittery, just can't wait for all this to be over, you are definitely not alone. And I hate to bring up yet another study this early in the morning, but when even Rush Limbaugh gets on the radio and says, this is all starting to wear me out, I start paying attention. And there is actually a name for this phenomenon. This is a group of researchers, and they have interviewed thousands of people about this. They are called More in Common. And they are declaring that there is now an exhausted majority. Think about that, an exhausted majority. And they're saying these are people who believe that Americans have more in common than what divides them. While they differ on important issues, they feel exhausted by the division in the United States. Interesting. This is kind of a nonpartisan, social-minded group. And certainly all of this is amplified in social media and all the 24/7 news issues that come up every other second. And they say for the combatants, the other side can no longer be tolerated, and no price is too high to defeat them. This is how much people are upset this time around. These tensions are poisoning personal relationships, consuming our politics, and putting our democracy in peril. Again, this is a group called More in Common. But, you know, we've seen this again also, because the American Psychological Association, right after President Trump was elected, they declared that, seriously, the Democrats were suffering from election stress. In fact, they called it post-election stress and eventually toxic election syndrome. Again, toxic election syndrome. So if you're feeling kind of weird, so is everybody else, and we've already been through this before. But again, if you're feeling part of the exhausted majority, there's a lot of us out there. And also you have to remember, too, that there's also a dwindling sense of trust out there that is contributing to this. There's actually a cybersecurity and a privacy firm called ExpressVPN, which found out that only 28% of Americans say they trust the media, 6% trust social media, 6% said they trust political candidates, and 60% said they don't trust anybody. And last but not least, part of our exhausted majority, a lot of people are pining for the old days of the 1950s, believe it or not. There's a PRRI American Values survey that just came out this week, and they're revealing that 47% of Americans now say that the culture has gotten worse when compared to the fabulous 50s. And more telling than that, Rick, they also found that another 47% of Americans say that things have changed so much that they now feel like a stranger in their own country. So there you go.
Fascinating numbers.
Yeah, interesting.
So we heard a few weeks ago that the Obamas would be working on a project with Netflix. I heard this and I couldn't believe it. What's it about?
Well, obviously, former President Barack Obama and former First Lady Michelle Obama have not left the public stage yet. They certainly have not. They've been out there actively campaigning. Everyone knows that. They've also got a multi-million dollar book deal. They also founded something called Higher Ground Production. This is a production company that came in very handy back in May when they signed on to produce original programming for Netflix. You've got to remember, Netflix has 125 million subscribers in 190 countries. That's a huge enterprise. Anyway, the Obamas signed on with them to in May to produce stuff for them. And Mr. Obama, he said in a statement at the time, "We hope to cultivate and curate the talented, inspiring, creative voices who are able to promote greater empathy and understanding between peoples and help them share their stories with the entire world." Well, they've got their first production now underway. And the Obamas have acquired the rights to a book called The Fifth Risk by Michael Lewis. This was published last month. It is now number 8 on the New York Times bestseller list. And this is a story about the early days of President Trump and his administration and what Mr. Lewis, the author, calls the haphazard transition. So that kind of tells you where they're going with this. This is a whole book on that. And this is what the publisher, W.W. Norton, had to say about the book. "What are the consequences is the people given control over our government have no idea how it works. Trump appointees were few and far between. Those that did show up were shockingly uninformed." That's what this book is about. A lot of people are saying, well, maybe it won't be a Trump bashing series for Netflix. Who knows? In fact, the New York Times quickly came out this week and said that the project is going to focus on the civics lessons contained in the book and would not take shots at Trump. And I think a lot of inquiring minds out there want to know, well, if you're going to be truthful about President Trump, are you going to cover the fact that despite a hostile media and despite all the endless distractions and obstructions, Mr. Trump has still been very successful in the economic front and national security diplomatic efforts, despite all the haphazard transition. So that's kind of what I'm waiting to see, if they will actually address this. And certainly President Trump has addressed it many times when he had to deal with ambassadors, judges, and so forth being blocked or slow-walked by the Democrats in the Senate. So anyway, don't have a title yet on the Obama's new project for Netflix, but it's coming.
Can't wait. Jennifer Harper, Inside the Beltway at the Washington Times. Follow her on Twitter at Harper Bulletin. Thank you very much.
My pleasure, Rick. Thanks.
6:50 now on the Saturday morning update. Tony Rodriguez is in the WMAL Traffic Center.
Looks like the crash scene on the northbound side of the BW Parkway has cleared away near the NASA Flight Center, but now we've got a different crash scene on the northbound side of DC 295. That's going to be near Pennsylvania Avenue. That's causing a pretty solid volume delay as far back as the 11th Street Bridge. So do proceed with caution there. Outer loop of the Beltway is quiet from 95 to Georgia. 270 southbound looks fantastic from the Frederick area all the way down towards the Capitol Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Looking for rain this morning with a high of 58 today. Sunshine tomorrow up to 58. Showers on Monday with a high of 59. Rain Tuesday and then sunshine again on Wednesday with the highs in the 60s Tuesday and Wednesday. 50 right now. We're going to 58. 6:50 on the Saturday morning update.
How should you pick a wealth management firm? Some choose a firm based only on price. You should choose based on value. At the Wise Investor Group, we believe price is what you pay. Value is what you receive. We'll show you where you stand now and how to keep you and your family on the right path. Give us a call. We think we can help.
Chase Hinderstein and the Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company, Incorporated. To reach Chase, call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better-informed, wise investor.
Is your will updated? And do you have a good basic estate plan in place so your family is protected just in case? Listen this Saturday morning at 9 on WMAL to Legally Speaking, where attorney Mike Collins will answer any question you may have about wills or estate planning. That's Legally Speaking, Saturday at 9. To learn more, log on to WMAL.com and search Legally Speaking. That's WMAL.com. Search Legally Speaking.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. November marks the start of the holiday season, and that means a lot of guests. But there's that one guest that causes lots of trouble. It doesn't bring fruitcake, pumpkin pie, or sweet potato casserole. All it brings is a big old brown spot. It's the first snowfall. It exposes roof leaks that you didn't know were there until you look up and see a big old brown spot on the ceiling. Don't go through winter with that old roof. With my half later, half never sale, homeowners save thousands. November's a great time of year to replace your roof. We're cutting 50% off the price of all roofing materials, and the half you do pay, you can pay us later with no payments, no interest for 12 months. So when guests come over, the only big old brown thing they see is a turkey. Call 1-800-279-5300. That's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. November savings with half later, half never.
Saturday morning update. We are all keyed up at the height of passion over the upcoming elections on Tuesday. So let's take a deep breath and take a break. We're going to talk to a musical artist. And in this conversation, we will find out his relationship to the iconic rock band, The Byrds, country superstar, Chris Stapleton, legendary songwriter, Jimmy Webb, the Library of Congress, and Strathmore in Bethesda, all in the next 6.5 minutes. We're joined by Grammy Award-winning artist Marty Stewart, and you may have joined us at the National Museum of the American Indian when Marty did a free concert several years back. And Marty, it is great to have you back with us on WMAL this morning.
It's a pleasure. I love being on your show. Thank you.
The Strathmore event that is coming up Monday, December 3rd, and it involves the Byrds. Tell us about this.
Got a call from Roger McGuinn the first part of this year. And I think it was something like, hey, I'm in an airport in Buenos Aires and I have an idea. And I love Roger. He's like family to me. And so he had my attention and he says it's the 50th anniversary of the Sweetheart of the Rodeo album. And I'm thinking if we could get Chris Hillman involved in the superlatives, what do you think? I said, let's go. The tour kicked off in Los Angeles for 2 nights and it's been pretty well sold out every single night that we've played. And it's such a joy to play with Roger and Chris Hillman. The music is just magic, and their presence is wonderful.
The Sweetheart of the Rodeo album was kind of a country rock album and didn't really have a lot of hit singles on it, but it's become iconic.
Well, the truth is, the album was a flop when it first came out. Nobody knew what to do with it, but without any kind of promotion, it just keeps getting re-released and finding its way into the hearts and minds of generation after generation of people. I was one of those people. I think I bought it the first time in 1973, and it was been a part of my life ever since. And having Clarence White's guitar that he played on that record is like having another voice on stage. And this is actually these shows are the first time that record has ever been played top to bottom. We do every single song that's on that record.
And you're actually playing Clarence White's Telecaster on stage.
And some nights it plays me. It's always, you never know.
That's Monday, December 3rd at the Strathmore Music Center in Bethesda. You have a very special relationship with the Library of Congress, and that culminates once again this Monday night at the Library of Congress Packard Center in Culpeper. Tell us about the series you're presenting there.
Well, it's a series called the Marty Stewart Sessions, and Rob Stone, my friend at the Library of Congress in Culpeper, and we came up with a concept where we could get together once or twice a year and record what will be an ongoing radio series. And so the first one was Roger McGuinn, I believe, and the second one, who's a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, second one was Country Music Hall of Famer Miss Connie Smith, and the third one coming up is one of the greatest songwriters of our time, Mr. Jimmy Webb. So it's going to be a magical evening with Jimmy Webb and the third installment of this ongoing series.
Now, Jimmy Webb, of course, a songwriter, but his repertoire ranges from, what, Kanye West to Glenn Campbell to the Fifth Dimension.
Oh, I counted, I read his book, I think it's called The Cake and the Ring, and they have a list in the back of the book about how many artists and counting have recorded Jimmy's songs. I counted 836 artists, and then they turned the page, and there's MacArthur Park, of course, which is one of his great compositions. 150 artists and counting have recorded that song alone, so it's staggering. It is staggering what he has accomplished.
Well, Up, Up, and Away, The Fifth Dimension, of course, Glenn Campbell's Wichita Lineman, Galveston, By the Time I Get to Phoenix, and Kanye West, Do What You Gotta Do, with Jimmy Webb.
There you go.
Well, that's the Library of Congress series. It's the Marty Stewart Sessions, and unfortunately, the tickets go very quickly, so this one's sold out on Monday night, but I would encourage folks to go to the Library of Congress site and look up the Marty Stewart session so you can get on the mailing list because the tickets go very, very quickly on these. What a cool night that will be with Jimmy Webb. And again, you've got these coming up in the future as well. So it's a great evening with the Library of Congress at their Packard Center.
We invite everyone to come if you can find a seat.
You mentioned Chris Stapleton, one of the hottest artists in country music, and you've been touring with him this fall. In fact, you'll be at the Royal Farms Arena this Sunday night in Baltimore with Chris Stapleton. And tell us a little bit about that. I mean, you're working with everybody from Roger McGuinn and Chris Hillman from, you know, 50 years ago to the hottest contemporary country artist around right now.
Well, the bottom line about Chris is he's been my buddy for a long time, and I've known Chris when he was songwriter Chris, then solo Chris, and then bluegrass Chris, and now country music superstar Chris, but I'm proud of Chris Stapleton. He is carrying, in my opinion, the flag for country music out on the front line, winning fans left and right, reassuring fans that the real thing is still alive and well, and nobody comes within 100 miles of singing the way he's singing right now in country music or any other kind of music. He's just full of soul, and he's the real deal, and Sproutos and I guess that show wraps up about 60 shows we've done together since last fall with Chris and his people. He's the hottest guy in the world right now, so it's been a sight to behold to watch what's happening for him.
Well, you know, we talked about the Library of Congress. There is the Marty Stewart Congress of Country Music, your museum, Philadelphia, Mississippi, and tell us the very latest on the developments there.
Well, it's a cultural center in development in my hometown of Philadelphia, Mississippi, which will be a part of the overall museum, musical museum trail of the state. We bought the contents of the State Theater in Culpeper, Virginia, which will be going into the interior of the Ellis Theater in Philadelphia, Mississippi, when we're up and running. Bottom line is we're in the fundraising process right now, and, you know,
what's interesting in your case is that you have this phenomenal collection of entertainment memorabilia, Johnny Cash's guitars, Johnny Cash's first suit on stage, things like that, that you've got the collection. Now it's just a matter of the building and opening the museum and the funding behind it. But you have everything already for a museum.
And everything, it is truly American treasures. I mean, this is all, everything in there, the Smithsonian quality. I mean, it's the best of the best of the best.
And people can find out a lot more about it at MartyStewart.net. That is the official site. And scroll around on the site, and you'll see the many things that Marty's up to. And you got a surf album coming, too?
I believe for Record Store Day next April, that'll drop. And 20 original hillbilly surf band instrumentals. Pretty good. It'll make you smile.
As always, thank you so much for being with us, and look forward to the Strathmore date coming up December 3rd.
See you soon, my friend.
Marty Stewart. And we've got the news next with Heather Curtis, and we're back. Preview of the midterms coming up.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Your first place Redskins play here.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
WMAL, a Cumulus station.